Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello? You there?
Hello?
You there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Morgan?
Yes, ma'am.
Morgan?
Yes. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
Yes. I just was on your website. And you guys were giving that mixer away. And I was under the understanding that since I was the winner, it was $2 or something. And you took more money out of my bank account. And, I mean, it just happened maybe a half hour ago. And can you please cancel that and put that money back in my account, please?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and first and last name?
Well, my zip code 15212.
15212.
Mm-hmm.
And your first and last name?
Yeah, Dolores, D-O-L-O-R-E-S, Stock, S-T-O-C-K.
And could you verify your mailing address?
My 9 digits, what?
Your mailing address.
Oh, I'm sorry. 1833 Lowry, L-O-W-R-I-E, Street, Pittsburgh, 15212. Apartment 1.
Yes, I'm at DCA contest, enter for the kitchen mixer. In order to be eligible for that, you'd have to be enrolled in our meal planning app called ByteHub. They pick the winners based off our monthly subscriptions.
Well, see, I didn't know anything about that.
Yes, and it's stated in the terms and conditions. Our app gives you recipes to cut back on carbs and sugar. We can offer a $20 monthly rate if you'd like to continue.
I can't understand what you just said.
I was saying we can offer a $20 monthly rate if you would like to continue.
What do you mean, 20-month monthly rate?
It's a monthly subscription for ByteHub.
All right, but what about the money you just took out of my account?
So the $20 month rate be applied to any future subscription?
I want you to cancel that.
So give me one.
I was under the understand it was only $2.
Yes.
As a winning.
That's a contest entry.
Yes.
Yes, in order to be eligible for the contest, you have to be enrolled in ByteHub. Give me one moment to have this account canceled, and I can give you a cancellation number.
Yeah, can you put the money back in my account?
It takes 3 to 5 business days for that to post.
That will be fine. I mean, I live on, I'm a handicapped person. I live on Social Security, where every penny counts. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. The charge is still pending. I should be able to void the charge so it just stops pending altogether so it won't come out. However, if it's already processed on your end, it'll take 3 to 5 days to post back in to your account.
Okay, but can you give me whatever number you said?
Yes, and the cancellation number?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for that now?
Yes, I am, hon.
It's going to start with C like cat.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's 9205.
9205.
59.
5 9
7 7
7 7
2 2 Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's C like cat 9205 5 9 7 7 2
That's right.
And your name was what, hon?
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Okay. So you said three to five business days?
Yes, ma'am. However, I did void the charge, so it should just not come out altogether. It should stop the pending transaction.
Oh, you just did that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
I'll call my bank maybe tomorrow. Or can I call my bank now to see if it's on?
You can try to call them now, but we did stop the pending transaction. Like I said, if it's already processed on your end, it'll just take 3 to 5 business days to circle back in.
Okay, but you said just because it just happened.
Yes, ma'am. I avoided the charge, so it shouldn't come out in, like, at all. But if it does, it'll be back in 3 to 5 days.
Thank you so much, Morgan. I mean, I have my grandson, my first grandson's christening coming up, and that was his money for getting him, what do they call them, savings bond. You know, that's a good gift, ain't it?
I'm sorry, what was that?
A good gift, a savings bond. That's what I was using for the money.
Yes,
for
ma'am.
My grandson. Okay. Thanks, Morgan.
You're welcome. Thank you
so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.